Hey, this is Katie Jeter with the Public Affairs Program here on KNDY. This week, I sat down with Jessica Nadd, the director of K-State 105.
K-State 105 is a university model for economic growth for all 105 counties in Kansas, and that's why it's called K-State 105. So what we're really thinking about doing is connecting everything the university does, our resources, education, research, and expertise, and deploying that across the state. And some things that we're doing, K-State 105, we're building an ecosystem of partnerships across the state to be able to advance economic prosperity.
And K-State has a good presence in all counties in Kansas.
So K-State 105 is really born out of the university's economic prosperity plan. And the goal there is that colleges and universities should be a part of every community into increasing economic prosperity. So as you know, K-State is well positioned to do this for the state of Kansas because we have a presence in all 105 counties in Kansas. And so we were given an investment by the state of Kansas to go out and create projects across the state that lead to job creation and the ability for communities to leverage additional capital, and so that we can expand new businesses and then also provide technical assistance to businesses out there across the state.
And there is a good goal for this project as well.
Yeah, the goal is to think about this first project in terms of the first cohort that we're doing for K-State 105. And what's really great about it is we found communities in bigger cities and rural communities kind of all across the state. So we're hoping to use this opportunity to inform the future work of K-State 105. So really, in our first year, it's a great way to get started.
There are 11 projects that K-State chose to be the first to participate in this project.
K-State 105 has this really cool project called the Entrepreneurship Blueprint Initiative, and we actually launched it last summer, and it was in partnership with Network Kansas and K-State Research and Extension. So through a competitive process, we selected 11 communities across Kansas for their abilities to create community-driven projects that foster entrepreneurship and small business development. So we had this whole process that we went through, and we had dozens upon dozens of communities and organizations request to be selected. And just through a competitive process, we were able to elevate 11 communities across Kansas.
There is another opportunity to apply for this project.
So right now, the cohort just closed, and we spent the last several weeks announcing the new cohort going into 2025. And so the funding opportunity will more than likely open back up late spring or early summer. So there'll be press announcements that go out just announcing if and when the next opportunity goes live.
I would like to thank Jessica for being my guest on this weekend's Public Affairs. If you would like to listen again, you can always go to kndyradio.com. Thank you for listening. This has been Katie Jeter with the Public Affairs Program here on KNDY.